Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you, as I do each and every week, who have taken out the time to tune in to this broadcast today. I know your time is valuable, and I am truly, truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes, I am hoping, expecting, with full expectation, to add to your and my wellness experience. Now, let's get some paperwork out of the way. Let's get the business part out of the way. Please go to, right now if you can, wiserliving.com, W-E-I-S-E-R, living.com. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on Wiser Living TV, that link, and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. By subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll also be informed when a new video is uploaded. Let me go to that page real quick. You can also get access to our archive radio programs and at Wiser Living Radio, and you can check out our menu bar on the wiserliving.com website that lists all of the articles, the programs, the services, the Wiser Living seminars, recipes, and products. So do take a look at that at your earliest convenience. Once again, that's check out wiserliving.com. Sign up. It's free. There's a pop-up that will come up. You want to register there. And subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/Wiser Living. And you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Okay? All right. Fibromyalgia. Chronic fatigue. And I'm going to throw in a little adrenal stuff today. So fibromyalgia, let's start off with fibromyalgia, which is a chronic inflammatory disorder characterized by muscle pain, joint pain, and fatigue. Kind of like the name actually says it. People who actually suffer from fibromyalgia, they usually have symptoms such as tenderness and stiffness, unbearable pain, chronic tiredness, stomach and intestinal problems, problems sleeping. They have difficulty when trying to concentrate, and they frequently experience bouts of depression. For a disease with no known cause, when they say the etiology is unknown. This disease affects a lot of people. It affects at least 5 million people just in the U.S. alone. And for some unknown reason, it affects women more than men. Nine out of 10 people who actually suffer from fibromyalgia are women. And one of the most important criteria to determine whether or not you actually have fibromyalgia is significant pain in very specific areas of your body, such as pain inside your elbows, pain in your collar bones, pain inside your knees, and pain in your hips. As I was saying that, I was pointing to all those different areas on my body. You know, this fibromyalgia pain is usually equally present on both sides of your body, and that's one of the ways doctors definitively diagnose it. On one hand, other hand, you have to have it for a period of months before it can be diagnosed. So, if you have or you know someone who's experiencing this type of symmetrical pain, and the pain dramatically increases, especially when someone presses on those areas, then it's a pretty good indication that you are suffering from fibromyalgia. Now, the reason it's called fibromyalgia is because people complain of having this pain all over the body. I mean, literally all over their bodies. They have it in the fibro part, which is the fibrous tissue, the muscle pain, which is the myalgia area, because algia means pain, myo means muscle. So they are experiencing pain in the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, and they feel exhausted. If you can imagine, take a muscle in your arm, say from your wrist to your elbow. That muscle is attached to the bones by a tendon. And say if you take your knee, on each side of your knee, a ligament. So just they're all in pain. They're tender to touch. They're tender just moving. You have this pain all over, and it's kind of like relentless. So not only that, fibromyalgia People that suffer from it can also be dealing with irritable bowel syndrome. So there's a gut connection here. A depression. So there's an emotional brain connection here. A ringing in the ears. So that's one of your senses, one of your critical senses, you know, hearing. And another name for ringing in the ears is tinnitus. And also headaches. Once again, brain. So there's a brain, gut, body connection. The entire body is being affected by it. Chronic fatigue, on the other hand, is another condition that most doctors say is just in your head. As a matter of fact, you're usually sent to a psychoanalyst or psychiatrist or psychologist, someone to deal with this. It wasn't officially recognized by the Centers of Disease Control, the CDC, until about 1988. And it was viewed as a psychological issue at first, as I just mentioned. It's estimated that some 800,000 Americans actually suffer from this rather debilitating condition, but only 16% of those 800,000 people with it are actually diagnosed with having it. So you have a lot of people running around here that actually have it, but it's undiagnosed. And so they're trying to, get a boost from maybe some outside influence, maybe like, you know, something they drink or something they eat, or they take some kind of medication or so forth and so on. So some of the characteristics of chronic fatigue are the obvious, or they should be obvious, extreme fatigue, muscle and joint aches, which is similar to fibromyalgia, a muscle weakness, sore throat, which could be an immune system issue, numbness and tingling of the extremities, which could be, you know, a vertebrae issue, and inability to efficiently cope with any kind of stress, not just stress, but any stress. Chronic headaches, which I mentioned before, not being able to focus clearly, insomnia, you're not getting enough sleep, swollen glands, and periodic fever and chills, which could be like a viral issue. Now, the cause of fibromyalgia, as I pointed out, is unknown. Now, with chronic fatigue, the causes are the Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, parvovirus, gamma-retrovirus, virus-virus-something-virus-something-virus. So it seems to be producing many of these symptoms, these viruses. So fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue are like cousins because they share many of the same symptoms. Now, there's a profound fatigue with both conditions. Both conditions have yeast overgrowth in common. So there's a connection with the gut because the candida albicans or yeast overgrowth is if that's not corrected in the gut, people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue begin to find relief basically from these symptoms. So if you can correct the candida overgrowth, you can kind of totally corrected, but you begin to see some relief in these two conditions. Now, it gets a bit more complicated when you add in the adrenal gland component. Your adrenal glands are about the size of a walnut. Now, think about this now, the size of a whole walnut, and they weigh less than a grape. They're the size of a walnut, but they weigh less than a grape. So they sit on top of each kidney like a cap or a small hat. Yet those two tiny glands are responsible for one of the most functions in your body, managing stress. The adrenal glands are known as the glands of stress. It's the job of the adrenal glands to allow your body to effectively deal with stress from every possible source, whether it's a disease, an injury, a work-related problem, or a relationship problem. And your energy, your endurance, your resiliency, and, well, your very life all depends on the proper functioning of your adrenal gland. So when your adrenal glands are fatigued, like in chronic fatigue, your entire body feels it, and you also start suffering from extreme exhaustion as well. So just like in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, it's estimated that up to 80% of adults experience adrenal fatigue during their lifetimes, but it's the most underdiagnosed illness in the U.S. So now we have this overlap, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and now adrenal fatigue. Your adrenal gland secretes more than 50 hormones, and many of these hormones are essential for life, which includes hormones that help your body convert food into energy, normalizing your blood sugar, responding to stress, and maintaining your immune system's inflammatory response. You need all of this to be working at peak efficiency to deal with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue as well. These adrenal hormones help keep your blood pressure and your blood volume normal by basically maintaining a proper balance of sodium, potassium, and water in your body. Sodium, potassium, and water. Just think about that. All of your cells need that in order to be normalized. Sodium, potassium, and water. Your adrenal glands also produce a hormone called adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and controls your blood flow to your chronically fatigued fibromyalgia challenge muscles and the brain for mental clarity, and it also helps with the conversion of glycogen to glucose in your liver, which gives you energy. Together, these hormones and others that are produced by the adrenal glands control many bodily functions, like maintaining or managing blood sugar levels, regulating inflammation, think chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, regulating your body's balance of salt and water, controlling your fight or flight response to stress, maintaining pregnancy if you're pregnant, initiating and controlling sexual maturation during childhood and puberty, producing sex steroids such as estrogen and testosterone. The weird part of this is that although your adrenal glands are there in large part to help you cope with stress, too much stress will actually cause it to break down. So not enough, it can handle it. Too much, it can't handle it. So in other words, one of your adrenal glands' most important tasks is to get your body ready for the fight-or-flight stress response, which means increasing adrenaline and other hormones. As part of this response, your heart rate and blood pressure increases, your digestion slows, so you've got to have a properly functioning gut, and your body becomes ready to face a potential threat or a challenge. Now, while the response is necessary and good when it's needed, many of us are constantly faced with stressors. What do I mean by stressors? Well, like work, like environmental toxins, like there's something like 75,000 to 80,000 of these toxins out there. Not enough sleep, worry. I mean, I could spend 30 minutes on just worry by itself. Relationship problems, and on and on and on and on, which means that the fight-or-flight mode is on way longer than it should be, or much longer than it was ever intended from a biological standpoint. So the result of all of this is that the adrenal glands, your adrenal glands, faced with excessive stress and burden, becomes overworked and fatigued. Some common factors that put excess stress on you and your adrenals are anxiety, fear, guilt, depression, other negative emotions, overwork, including, when talking about overwork, including physical and mental strain, excessive exercise, sleep deprivation, which causes a lot of other conditions, and it also causes a lot of accidents, sleep deprivation, light, L-I-G-H-T cycle disruption, such as working the night shift or often going to sleep late, surgery, trauma or injury, chronic inflammation, infection, illness, pain, temperature extremes, toxic exposure, and nutritional deficiencies. So you can see that when you look at conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, why it's so difficult, and even adrenal fatigue, why it's so difficult to diagnose. Because if you have these symptoms, you're usually being treated for the symptom rather than diagnosing, trying to figure out what's actually causing this as a whole, which you have to look at, rather looking at symptom-based diagnosing. We should look at system-based, we should address the systems, which I'll talk about a little later. So when you are constantly faced with all of this, it can lead to the classic signs and symptoms of adrenal fatigue, which are fatigue and weakness, especially in the morning and afternoon between the hours of 1 and 3. If you're kind of like falling asleep, you know, just you have this drain of energy, especially after you eat lunch, which should cause you to have a lot of energy, then it could be adrenal issues. A suppressed immune system, increased allergies, muscle and bone loss and muscular weakness, depression, you're hearing that word again, cravings for food high in salt, sugar, and fat, hormonal imbalances, skin problems, autoimmune disorders, increased premenstrual syndrome or you know, PMS or menopausal symptoms, low sex drive, lightheadedness when getting up from a sitting or lying down position, decreased ability to handle stress, trouble waking up in the morning despite a full night's sleep, and poor memory. There's a lot of overlap here, not only with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and adrenal fatigue, but a lot of other issues that go on with the body, because we kind of, it's almost like you have to look at the symptom rather than address the system itself. So with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and their overlapping symptoms, there usually is an adrenal component attached to it. So to add to this is the link to a leaky gut due to in part to candida or yeast overgrowth, intestinal parasites and intestinal bacteria. So it could be bacteria, parasites, yeast overgrowth, or a viral component. And let's not forget the toxins coming from medications like Motrin and Advil. A lot of people take for their headaches, steroids, antibiotics, stress, and age. A leaky gut will affect your ability to get the required nutrients into your bloodstream to support the normal function of your cells, the tissues, the organs, and ultimately your organ system, like the gastrointestinal system, the nervous system, hormonal system, cardiovascular system, etc. So you could say, well, I'm gonna take a lot of vitamins and minerals and some herbs and all these things, but if your gut is not able to transport that into your bloodstream, it's a waste of time. And the way to remove the bad stuff, the stuff that negatively affects your GI tract, is to replace it with the good stuff, digestive enzymes, et cetera, probiotics, from fermented foods. You need to re-inoculate or restore the beneficial bacteria. Once again, fermented foods, probiotics, you need to do that. And repair or provide the nutrients necessary to help the gut to repair itself. A healthy gut equals a healthy you. Think about that. A healthy gut equals a healthy you. So if we're talking about, in this segment, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, a healthy gut will lessen those symptoms. So after hearing all of this, this gloom and doom as it pertains to fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and seeing the overlap of symptoms with adrenal fatigue already, adrenal fatigue and then a leaky gut, mental and emotional challenges, and even hypothyroidism, which I didn't talk about because of time constraints. Is there any hope? Is there help available? I find it interesting that Hippocrates, think about this for a moment. If you're doing something, stop for a moment and just dwell on this. Hippocrates wrote about people with some of these same symptoms back in like 390 plus or minus BC. Back in BC, he said, and I quote, "If these people will get a reasonable amount of physical activity, stop eating the trash the aristocrats eat, and start eating vegetables and fruits, they'll recover." Wow, nothing has really changed, has it? It's like we blame it on other people, or blame it on institutions, or we blame it on the scientists, or we blame it on the farmers, or we blame it on the government. Man, this has been going on for a long time. They didn't even have 75,000 toxins back in B.C., but they still had health-related issues, and it looks like food is a major component. Physical activity, we call that exercise now. Stop eating the trash the aristocrats are eating and start eating vegetables and fruit, and they'll recover. Diet and supplementation helps fibromyalgia. Diet and supplementation helps with chronic fatigue. Diet and supplementation helps with adrenal fatigue and hypothyroidism. So if diet and supplementation are kind of important, let's talk about some foods to avoid. Let's get that out of the way. Gluten. If you are gluten sensitive, you need to avoid it because it can cause autoimmune issues. It's pro-inflammatory and can make fibromyalgia worse. Another one, number two, any potential food allergen like gluten or shellfish. I know a lot of people are not going to want to hear that. Shellfish, dairy, unless it's raw dairy, and peanuts. You got to, get that out of your system. Sugar. Processed sugar increases pain. Processed sugar increases inflammation. Artificial sweeteners should be avoided at all costs, and avoid sodas. That's just a short list. That's number three. Number four, processed foods are foods with additives. These foods because these foods contain chemicals that will make your condition worse. A lot of people don't like reading the ingredients. They want to go to the nutrition facts, but you need to read the ingredients. Because a lot of that stuff in that processed food that allows it to be on the shelf without spoiling will cause you issues. Number five is excess alcohol and caffeine. Energy drinks, which can cause mineral deficiencies and dehydration. People don't drink enough water as it is. So then you eat a food that dehydrates you even further. And speaking of mineral deficiencies, a study of 41 people with fibromyalgia found that taking 5 grams of D-ribose, which is an organic sugar, 3 times daily, slowed and showed significant improvements in fibromyalgia symptoms. Also, studies have shown that supplementing with magnesium can help with fibromyalgia symptoms as well, and some magnesium-rich foods include pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, cocoa, almonds, spinach, halibut, and black beans. Now, creating health it's not rocket science. There's a lot of rocket science out there that addresses the causes and the unknown causes and the mechanisms, the treatments, et cetera. But when you boil it down and simmer it, it's really the science of getting back to the basics, like Hippocrates was saying. Returning to the basics may not be easy, especially if Hippocrates was talking about it, way back in B.C. times, and we're in the 21st century, 21 centuries later. Returning to the basics may not be easy, but it's simple. It's really simple. For instance, eating a nutritional diet, low in sugar, low in grains, mainly raw and organic. I mean, because your diet is the key to any solution. It's the key to any issue. Exercise. I don't care if it's high impact, low impact, resistance, aerobic, any kind of consistent exercise is going to be good for your body. Normalizing hormones, which is diet and supplementation related. Avoiding medications, because virtually all medications create further imbalances, hence the side effects and deterioration of your health. So what can you do? Well, a proper diet is crucial. Proper exercise is crucial. Eat fresh, organic, whole fruits and vegetables that are close to their natural state as possible. Whole fruits and vegetables are rich and antioxidants, which help with the anti-inflammatory benefit. you know, go for the oranges, the deep oranges, reds, purples, and greens, because generally the more colorful the produce, the better. Eat as many raw foods as possible. Number two is exercise. Regular exercise is one of the most effective fibromyalgia treatments. So when you talk about methods, exercise, movement. Number three, get more sleep, because having a regular sleeping habit can help boost your energy levels, improve your mood, and reduce your pain, which helps with both fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue as well as adrenal fatigue. Number four is optimize your omega-3 fat levels. I mean, these long-chain fatty acids are natural pain relievers, and they help to decrease inflammation. Not only that, but joint pain, swelling, and stiffness. Number five is relax. You know, you can try a meditation. You should meditate day and night, or try yoga or stress management tools like emotional freedom technique, which I highly recommend. I do this several times a day, and I recommend it because conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and even adrenal fatigue has an emotional component attached. You know, meditation, prayer, psychological techniques like meridian therapy and emotional freedom technique are all strategies that you can use to effectively address your emotional challenges. And you can actually check it out, a website. It's called TappingSolutionsFoundation.org. TappingSolutionsFoundation.org. Let me say it one more time. All one word. TappingSolutionsFoundation.org for more information on that particular technique. And finally, when it comes to supplementation, you basically need this. I'm going to do it, just say it, like give it a broad stroke, as it were. You need plant-based sugars. So you need supplementation that's capsule powder, whatever, that's a plant-based sugar or glyconutrients or polysaccharide. You need antioxidants. I think antioxidants, if it is not the most important, it's the second most important. So you need a good antioxidant. You need plant sterols, sterols, plant sterols, so your body can, it's raw material for your body to make all 87 hormones in your body. Plant sterol, like raw yam, diastorea, wild yam. So you need that. And then you need plant-based vitamins and minerals, which is really important only because 95% of the vitamins and minerals on the market are synthetic-based. Matter of fact, you can take your vitamin tablet or what have you and put it in an oven at 350 degrees Fahrenheit and for 10 minutes. And if there are any black spots that manifest on it, then you know you got a synthetic vitamin. You want to toss it. Then you should add probiotics and enzymes, adequate amounts of water daily, exercise again, and top it all off with harmony. When I say harmony, there's no happy pill for that. You have to choose harmony in human relationships. You have to choose to free yourself from fear. You have to choose to exercise. You know, you have to choose hope. You have to choose, your daily life balance. You have to have faith. You have to do that. That's something that you can do. You can actually go to wiserliving.com and check out the products tab to compare our suggestions with what you're presently taking. So check that out. And with that, as our time winds down, just make sure you go to wiserliving.com. And just peruse the website, check it around. There's a lot of information there. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us on Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/Wiser Living. And you can also, once again, connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. And I'd like to end today's session with this. Let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. period. Thanks for being on. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we will see you next time.